since I was very, very young, I was having various transpersonal experiences, which were all kind of mystical type experiences about what the true nature of reality really is. They made me realize that, you know, what I was being told that the world was all about and who I was being told that I should be and am was different. And I knew there was something wrong and something different. So I went to college and I studied philosophy, first of all. But it was only probably in the last 3 or 4 years that I really got an understanding of the deep-centered rootedness of the science behind consciousness. I just finished a master's a couple of years ago on consciousness, transpersonal psychology and spirituality. And it, for me, it brought me to a number of universal leaders who have a lot of understanding, a lot of science behind them, to give a bit of credence to this whole aspect of consciousness. You know, how can we, in the midst of turmoil that seems to be the turmoil in the world wherever we look, how can we stay in a state of grace, we'll say, or compassion, or individuality? Individuality is probably overrated because it's what got us into this problem in the first place, and that it's our ego that has brought us to where we are. It's beyond our ego, which is the transpersonal psychology nature of us, where we go beyond our ego and look back at ourselves from a true perspective, and then we see what the real true nature of reality is. I was in India just before Christmas. I went over on a hermitage retreat on my own, and it was really strange. It was something I experienced. I was walking down to this ashram every day, but I was high in the state of grace. But at the same time, I was walking past such poverty. It was really difficult to watch. I found myself in two states of consciousness at the same time, in that I was actually in an elated state, in a state of grace, spiritual grace, while at the same time where I was really emotionally sad and empathizing with those people who were around me. It really hit home to me then, because for all my life I've been saying to myself, I think I need to change other people and change the world and help people to see things from a different perspective. But all of a sudden I realized that, you know what, we don't, because we can have two states of grace at the same time. And what that means is that we can be in the midst of turmoil, but we can hold our state of grace. That's what Gandhi did, and that's what all of the previous leaders did. So when Gandhi was imprisoned, he was able to stay in a state of humility and grace while being in the midst of violence and being abused. So I found that we can actually do that ourselves. So it's not about us changing the world. It's not about us changing other people. We can actually just change ourselves to remain in a state of grace amidst the turmoil that is going on around us. We're not here to change anybody else, because everybody that is here having this life is having it for a specific reason, to have a specific experience that the divine wants to have through us. I believe that the reality of our lives is that we are here to identify our true authentic self, and that is the expression of the divine through our individuality. It's important that we allow others then to express their authenticity as well, no matter whether if it damages us or if people hurt us. That's their path they have to actually live. So we have to stay in a state of grace, stay in our own authenticity, and allow them to be their authentic selves as well.